My guest at this time is Florida Republican Congressman Tom Rooney, who represents the Sunshine State 16th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Armed Services Committee. He's also on the Personnel Subcommittee. So the news of the past week or so of the president's recommendations for reducing military spending are certainly front and center on his mind as he takes a look at the president's recommendations and what he is prepared and not prepared to support. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
We knew this was coming, and the president kind of worked this out with a former Defense Secretary Robert Gates about the initial amount that he wanted to reduce spending. I know that didn't necessarily sit well with everyone on Capitol Hill. And now, of course, with the super committee failing to do what it was supposed to do, the default is for a whole lot more in defense spending cuts. Beginning with what we saw the president outline last week in terms of reduced personnel, moving away from the two-front war strategy, less in Europe and more in Asia and so forth. What was your overall take on what he thinks the military ought to look like?
Well, I think it's a mistake. Robert Gates and Secretary Panetta also indicated that they were against it once upon a time before the decision was made. You know, don't forget Robert Gates testified before the Armed Services Committee when we were talking about our budget, that the number that we were going to with the cuts, 450 plus billion, was as low as we could go. Not a penny more with us to be able to continue to keep this country safe. Panetta, when he first got to be Secretary of Defense, echoed that. And then, you know, subsequently, because of the super committee and sequestration, rather than figuring out a way to not go to where we're proposed to be going, they're saying, no, now it's fine. You know, we can sort of fight one war and then maybe deter another one. And we're just going into uncharted territories, and just sort of find it that I kind of feel from the president's statements that it's more to make his base happy in a political election year rather than to look at the overall strength of our country and what we are militarily and what we portray to the rest of the world as what we're capable of. And so I think it's a mistake.
You mentioned that Secretary Gates and Secretary Panetta were a little bit squeamish, to say the least, over the first phase of this, the $450 billion over 10 years in cuts. What about you and the bulk of Republicans? How did you view that before we even get to the extra $600 billion they're talking about here?
Well, it's very concerning, obviously. I mean, we all know that there's an economic problem in the country, obviously, right now. And so we all were looking at spending cuts across the whole spectrum of government. And certainly we were trying to do it in a way that wouldn't have a serious impact on not only troop levels, but you also have to look at what our capabilities are with regard to the hardware that we produce. And, you know, you talk to some of these companies that make our tanks and guns and planes and ships, and the problem is if you go much lower than what we're talking about, then production lines start to cease, costs go up, scientists and engineers leave these companies to something that has a little bit more, there's a little bit more certainty in other sectors and what have you. Then if something does happen, God forbid, where we do have to ramp up, and something always does happen, we're kind of behind the eight ball again, like we, you know, have been in the past after Carter, after Clinton. For the left, not to sound too political, defense is always an easy target to go after, especially when they're talking about, we've left Iraq, we're leaving Afghanistan, so therefore we're no longer at war, we don't need this stuff. Well, that's just has proven time and time again to be the wrong philosophy, and ends up costing us more when something does happen.
We're talking with Florida Congressman Tom Rooney. And Congressman, when we talk about other spending debates, whether it's a debt ceiling or something else, we sometimes have to clarify that the cuts are actually cuts and increases in spending over 10 years. What's the case with this $450 billion? Is that actual cuts or is that cuts in proposed increases?
It's proposed. I mean, one Congress can't tie the hands of future Congresses. So, you know, that's why this election's important. That's why moving forward, we will have the opportunity to reverse this idea and find cuts elsewhere. I mean, we do have to cut the size and scope of the federal government. That's not in question. There's a lot of things that we spend money on, such as entitlements and the proposed Obamacare, that are going to make defense spending seem minuscule. But, you know, when you're talking politically, well, you don't want to upset your constituency. And for the Democrats, it's not saying that we're going to do anything about Social Security and Medicare, where every economist has said, you know, in the next 35 years, those two entitlements are going to encompass our entire budget. So, so there will be nothing for defense. So these are the things that really need to be addressed. And to answer your question, you know, we can do something about it. We can't do anything about it if the political leadership that's in place now remains. And we do have to take a little bit of blame. I mean, you know, there were those of us that voted for the debt limit increase under the understanding that sequestration would never happen, that they would never go for these cuts to defense or to Medicare. And, of course, like everything else in the last year, we've been disappointed by Congress. You know, it kind of makes one think that if you knew then what you know now, would you have voted for the super committee? And the answer for me is probably not. I mean, if I knew that these defense cuts were going to be a result of it because the super committee was going to fail, then, it'd be a lot harder for me to say, okay, well, the super committee is going to get its work done. We're going to avoid these defense cuts and everything's going to be fine and dandy. Well, it wasn't.
Two quick questions before we let you go, Congressman. Staying on the financial front real quick, you mentioned your regret to some extent over that vote now that you know the super committee failed. The president's about to request another extension of the debt ceiling, and I know there's kind of your hands are tied in terms of what you can actually do to stop this one from happening under his terms, but what do you believe ought to be the right GOP approach to that?
Well, that was, I believe that the semantics of that was tied to the last one,
right?
And that there's going to be some kind of way that the president is going to ask for it. We're going to say no, but he has the ability to veto our no.
Right.
But the bottom line that it's come so quickly after the last increase just kind of shows that that this train is out of control. And there's a reason why the president is vulnerable politically, and there's also a reason why Congress's approval rating is at like 8%. It's because, you know, we were elected as Republicans in November to stop the bleeding. And in part we have, but people also expect results as far as massive spending cuts. And when you only control one part of the Congress, it's very hard to do. So there's gridlock and people are frustrated, like myself. And then that translates to the public just not having confidence that the Congress can get anything done. I mean, we had an opportunity with the Speaker and the President to have, you know, this grand bargain that they talked about, and that would have solved a lot of the problems by closing some of the tax loopholes in exchange for entitlement reforms, specifically Medicare, and they couldn't get it done. That was their Newt Gingrich, Bill Clinton welfare reform moment, and you know, sometimes it's good to have a divided Congress because then both parties have buy-in. You can get the really big things done. Unfortunately, this Congress has shown why we're at 8% and could not do that.
Last question, back to the president's approach to defense. You mentioned before you fear that there's a little bit too much of politics involved here as we head into the election year. Other critics in the past week or so have said that this is a manifestation of the president's belief that the United States ought not to be the leader of everything, all these missions around the world, and that we need to be part of a coalition effort, and this is headed towards that direction. Do you agree with that?
I agree with those critics, absolutely, unfortunately. And the president makes a semi-valid point when he talks about when those of us say that, you know, he's trying to appease the rest of the world, or ask bin Laden and Iraqi if they think that we're, you know, he's done a good job in following through with the drone strikes and listening to intelligence with that. But that is such a small part. You're not going to keep the peace in the world, or I should say, make the bad guys not want to do us harm just by, you know, these pinprick strikes through drones. So you have to show that we have the big stick. The one really telling thing for me was when we were going into help in Libya, the president's people said that this is the way war is going to be fought in the future, that, you know, we're going to get these coalitions of, you know, NATO-led groups where we don't have to get the approval of Congress. And that's why I was the leader to say that we shouldn't be in Libya unless there was a authorization by the Congress. You know, that's we don't declare war necessarily anymore, as Congressman Paul would like us to do, but at least we have the War Powers Resolution that says you can take us into conflict, but you've got 60 days to come and get our approval. I mean, we can't just have some king-like person running around picking fights all over the world without the people's branch at least weighing in on it. So when he said this is the way that it's going to be done in the future, that signaled to me that the critics that you are talking about are correct.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for weighing in on this very important debate.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Florida Republican Congressman Tom Rooney represents his state's 16th congressional district, member of the House Armed Services Committee and the Personnel Subcommittee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.